Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Hey, I hope you are doing great. And I want to tell you today about my first three fears. And the reason why I want to take time and tell you this is because recently I have been hearing new entrepreneurs, new course creators have these exact same fears. And they started coming up in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, I can so relate. I was so there. So let me just kind of start with, let me go back to how I started in this online space as a course creator. So I was a school counselor for almost 20 years in public education, and I found a new local friend that I was on a health journey with. And long story short, I turned out from being a person in her dance class to her helping me on my health journey to me telling her, saying, God has told me that one day we're going to work together. And I'm like, I really have no idea. She had no idea what that looked like. I mean, she's a health and fitness coach. She knows how to dance. I have no clue how to dance. I'm sitting here struggling with my health and, you know, always struggling with my weight for decades. I'm in my early 40s at this time, and I'm a school counselor. And I'm like, I'm not really sure what this looks like, but this is just the feeling I continually get over and over. So we are both women of faith, and she definitely was like, you know what? I don't want to miss out on anything that God has set for us. So I'm going to be praying about this. I have no idea what this looks like. And I was like, I don't either. So let's fast forward. Probably about, I think it was 4 or 5 months later, she came to me and she was like, Robin, she was like, can you help me build my meal plans? Because I can definitely do administration work. I knew how to run programs and projects. I mean, I'd done this for almost 20 years in the school system of putting events together, managing teams and all of this kind of different stuff. And so I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun, you know? So I started off helping her do that. And then a couple months later, she was like, I want to take my business and put my business online. And I said, I've never done that, but that sounds like an adventure. Sounds like fun. Let's do it. I'll figure it out. Let's figure it out together. And that is basically been our motto of working together for over 7 years. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. So I left the school system and I started working with her because my youngest was graduating from high school. I was ready for a new adventure as an empty nest mom, trying to figure out what am I going to do and how am I going to move forward. So that's how I started on this journey. It was so much fun. There was some fear involved, but it was more adventure. And I just, felt the Lord, guiding me in the steps of doing all the things. And yes, my family thought I was crazy. They still kind of think I'm crazy 7 years later, but I'm still here because I know I'm supposed to be here. But the reality is, in the last 7 years, I've definitely had some fears I've had to overcome, because with everything that we move into, there's different levels, there's different layers to what does this look like. And so building a business online, of course, I was working with my friend. She was a dear friend. She's now one of my best friends. And we still do life together. We do church together. I help her build her business and all the things. But in the middle of the 7 years, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, she was like, Robin, you need to go and help serve other course creators. And I was like, oh, this was fear number one. Fear number one was, I don't know enough. I don't know enough about this. I mean, I'd been doing it with her for 3 years. And trust me, she is the ideas girl. She came up with the ideas and I figured it out, whether it was build a website, build a marketing funnel, figure out branding, whatever that looked like. You know, I had quite a bit of experience, but in my head, I thought, I don't know enough. I don't know as much as Susie down the street who, you know, helps people build courses and helps people build websites. I don't know enough. So that was fear number one. Even though she is sitting here encouraging me, she knows what I do know, what I don't know, and she's very savvy in the whole business world, but I was telling myself I did not know enough. So fear number two then, I don't have enough experience. I just had worked with her. I didn't work with other course creators, of course, at the very beginning. It was her. But again, we would do so many different things. We did course creation. We did membership. We did private, you know, coaching. She did a variety of different things. We would figure out how to do this virtually and do it online with systems and platforms and all the things. But the fear in me was, I don't have enough experience to move forward. And I'm hearing some of my potential clients email me, message me in my Facebook group or something and tell me these same things. So these just all started coming back to me. And then my fear number three was, what if I mess up? What if I mess up? Have you been there? Do you do that? I mean, you know, of course, as a parent, I was, what if I mess up? What if I mess up my kid, you know, kind of thing. But this in the business world, what if I mess up? What if I don't know the answer and I tell someone wrong? And so this was one of those things that I just had to start leaning into because God really just spoke to me. He was like, I taught you all these skills. I put you in the place to connect and create this skill and this talent within you because I want you to go and serve more people. And so I had to start breaking through that fear of not knowing enough, not having enough experience, and being okay if I mess up. Because as much as I can be the easygoing, let's make this happen and, you know, fly by the seat of my pants, do it, you know, at the last moment, but there's this little bit of perfectionism in me. And so it's like, I want to make sure I do it right. Have you been there? Is that you? That is something I hear from people over and over. Well, I want to do this right. I was talking with one of my new clients recently, and she's in the process of building her course. She has her course content set out. She has, you know, the name of her course. She has her lessons broken down. She's got so much done, but she was like, but what if I have to redo my videos? What if I don't get them to have success at the end? And I said, guess what? It's okay. You're going to move forward as much as you can with as much knowledge as you have, and you're going to bring them success. You're going to take them to the step. Are you going to learn something? And are you going to need to probably change something up or add something to your course after your first launch? Yes, very likely. That's okay. That's growth. That's us learning about our clients even more and understanding what do they need. So don't think about it as, what if I mess up? Just think about it in the sense of, what can I learn from this? How can I improve? What can I do better? Here is my starting point. Here is what I'm going to do. And now let me go and move forward and I'll figure out what I need to fix down the road. So I hope that these resonated with you. Maybe one, maybe all three. Maybe you've had all three fears. Maybe you already have a solid business and maybe you're doing one-on-one coaching. Maybe you have a product out there, but now you're ready to build a course and you're ready to serve more. What I hear potential clients say over and over is saying, I can only serve 3 people a month right now with what I'm doing, but I want to serve 50 a month with my course. And I'm like, yes, exactly. 50, 500 with a, you know, course that is on a platform. So let's start moving forward because you're holding on to not helping someone else move forward by you letting the fears hold you back. So just think about it that way, that you are keeping a secret from someone else by not moving forward on your fears. So I challenge you to move forward on your fears. And if you need help in doing this with your course, please feel free, reach out to me or go to robinkent.com/coaching and see how we can work together. We can do a full term, you know, like 8-week session, or we could do one session at a time and get you moving forward so that you're not holding back anymore and letting those fears hold you back so that you can go and serve more people because they're sitting there waiting for you to do it and share it so they can do what they need to be doing in this world of online entrepreneurs. All right, my friend, I hope that was beneficial and helpful. And lastly, too, make sure, come on over to our Facebook group, Online Courses Made Easy. And we're over there, all course creators, just like you and I, and we are all on different levels. Some of us have launched a course before. Some of us have not even done it. Some of us, it's just this thought in our head and we haven't done a single thing. So come on over there, join us in the conversations we have going on there and see if you are ready to take that next step. Okay, my friend, I will talk to you really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.